Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Joshua 1:8, he says, "This word shall not depart out of your mouth." I think we spoke about it before. "This word shall not depart out of my mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night, that you may observe to do what is written therein. For then you will make yourself prosperous, then you'll have good success." Yeah, he's saying the same thing. He says, "Keep the word before you. Meditate on all of my word. Set them safely in your heart." And that means that in my heart, so when something goes wrong, instead of fear coming out, faith comes out. Instead of doubt coming out, faith comes out. Instead of negative coming out, God's word, positive, comes out. Instead of sickness coming out, health comes out. Instead of brokenness comes out, wealth comes out. Come on. Wow, I'm getting myself excited here. And I've got a meeting later. Wonder what's going to happen. Let's see. Verse 22. "For those who discover them," there are those that will discover them and there are those that will not discover them. You choose. What are you going to be? Are you going to be a discoverer of God's word? Or are you going to be a doubter and a person who doesn't know them? I'm going to be ignorant to the word of God. He says, "Those who discover them," the word, "they are life to those who discover them. They will bring wholeness and healing to your body." But you've got to discover this word. You understand? "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good." Taste His word. See it. Experience it. Put it in your heart. "My son, pay attention to all the words I am telling you." God is saying, "Take my full counsel." And He says the word should be established by two or three witnesses. And God's just establishing His word over and over and over again. Amen? He says, "Pay attention to all the words I'm telling you. Lean in closer so you may hear all I say." You know how when you listen to someone, they're telling you something you can hardly hear, you lean in? Well, God wants you to, "What? Am I reading correctly? Let me lean in. And I'm going to hear this better." Yeah. That might be a frightening picture of my face right in your face. But anyway, God's got a sense of humor too. Amen? And if you don't think God's got a sense of humor, have a look in the mirror. Okay, moving on. He says, that's a joke. He says, "Those who discover them, they are life. They bring wholeness and healing to that person who discovers them body." So, those who discover them, are you one of those that discover them? You see, it's like mining for gold. People would take their pan in the water and they sift it and throw out the stones and try again until they found a nugget. Or they'd go into a cave and they'd dig and dig and nothing would happen. All of a sudden they'd find a vein of gold. And that would make them wealthy and help them financially. Well, God says you've got to mine this word. You've got to discover it. It's not going to just come to you. You're not trying. Just, whoa, got a revelation. You've got to work on it. You've got to meditate on it. That means mull it over. Think on it. Chew on it. Speak it out of your mouth. Listen to it. Read it. Get an understanding on it. Listen to people who can tell you something about it. And once you get the discovery of that word, it becomes revelation knowledge in your life. You will walk in perfect, whatever the word is. Hello. I hope you're getting this. Are you getting this? Praise God. Discover His word for yourself. It's going to bless your life. It will bless your life, not someone else's. It'll bless your life. Amen. Say, "My life." Put your hand on your heart. Every one of you, put your hand on your heart. And I want you to say this out of your mouth. Say it loudly out of your mouth. Say it now. Say, "Father God, I choose to discover your word and all that you say to me. I believe I will find the truth of that word and it will bring life, good health, and prosperity to not only me, but to my loved ones as well. As I decree and I declare this word into the atmosphere by faith. In Jesus' name. Amen. That's good. That's good. I'm going to try to give you one more. You ready for it? Okay. Let's look at the voice translation again. Proverbs 15. Go with me to Proverbs 15. Ta-da! Are you getting something out of this? I believe you are. I know you are because I am. And if I can get understanding, boy, you guys are so much smarter than me, you're going to get a lot more. Amen. So, we're looking at Proverbs 15 and verse 30 out of the voice translation. Oh my goodness. Bright eyes and a cheerful expression bring joy to the heart. And good news revives the spirit and renews health. Whew. Bright eyes and a cheerful expression bring joy to the heart, and good news revives the spirit and renews health. Now, the reason why I chose the voice translation here was twofold, but the second part is good news. What is good news? The gospel. The word gospel means good news. So it says good news or the gospel revives the spirit and renews health. Bright eyes and a cheerful expression bring joy to the heart. Let me tell you what, you will only get bright eyes and a cheerful expression and joy in your heart when you learn to read and understand the good news of the Bible. Because good news makes you smile, doesn't it? It brings hope, it brings life, it brings cheerfulness, and it brings bright eyes. So the good news, the gospel, revives your spirit and renews your health. That's the good news. You want bright eyes, a cheerful expression, and bring joy to your heart, and good news revives the spirit and renews health. I think that is just crazy good. I'm so excited about it because I know the good news that I read, the good news that you read, has got life-changing virtue. Yeah. Life-changing virtue can save my life, can heal my life, can prosper my life, can increase my life, can improve my life, can victory my life. Everything comes from the good news. Remember, Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel. Remember the gospel? The good news to the poor. What's good news to a poor man? If we're talking finances now, you don't have to be anymore. What's good news to a sick man? You don't have to remain sick anymore. What's good news to a person on drugs and bound up? You don't have to be anymore. Good news brings a smile, brings hope, brings joy, and then it revives the spirit and renews your health. Oh my goodness. It's powerful, powerful, powerful. Amen? It'll change your life. Look what Brother Robert Sutherland says. Look at this here. He says, yes, the good news changed my life. How many of you can say that the good news changed your life? It changed mine. I know that. Praise God. Proverbs 16 and verse 24. Proverbs 16, verse 24. Once again, from the voice translation. Write this down. Make sure you got it. Proverbs 16, 24 from the voice translation. Pleasant words are like a honeycomb. Remember we said, oh, taste to see that the Lord is good. And then Linda Wilkins wrote somewhere, yeah, he's sweeter than honey. Remember we saw that? He's sweeter than honey to my lips, a holy fire in my bones. Watch, pleasant words are like a honeycomb. Pleasant words are God's words. They drip sweet food for life and bring health to the body. Why wouldn't you want to meditate and learn the word of God? I mean, why not? Where they drip sweet food for life. It gives you every opportunity and every answer to every problem in life, and it brings health and healing to your body. Why would we not want to study this word? Why would we not want to meditate on this word and get to learn this word? And I'm giving you word, so you can write it down, get a folder, so that when sickness comes, you just open any page, boom, anywhere you go, it'll give you an answer. Yeah. I mean, I'm talking Old Testament still. We're probably on 35, 40 scriptures from the Old Testament. Wow, that's pretty powerful. Come on. You've got to understand, pleasant words are like a honeycomb. There's no more pleasant word than the word of God. They drip sweet food for life and bring health to the body. Oh, my God. You will live a life of victory in every area when you get the word of God in your life. Can you say amen? It's powerful, powerful, powerful. I'm going to do another one quickly, and then we're going to finish with this. You all know, well, most of you know this one. Nehemiah 8:10, and I'm reading it from the New King James, or the King James, actually. But we just read, pleasant words are like a honeycomb. They drip sweet food and bring health to the body. Now watch here. We're looking at Nehemiah 8:10. Then he said to them, go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, and send portions to those for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy to our Lord. Do not sorrow, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Everyone, put your hand on your heart. Say, the joy of the Lord is my strength. I'm full of godly joy. I'm full of strength. Amen. Hopefully you said that. Mean it. Because he said, the joy of the Lord is your strength. And remember, pleasant words and a cheerful disposition. When the joy comes, you've got the pleasant words, you've got the joyful disposition, you've got the bright eyes, your heart is full of life. The joy of the Lord is your strength. So when you've got God's joy of his word in your life and sickness tries to come, you say, oh no, you stay away because I've got God's joy, I've got God's word. Nothing you can do is going to touch me because I am using God's strength. When I'm weak, then I'm strong. God's strength will overcome whatever you throw my way, devil, because I stand on that word. Woo, Jesus. All right, last one is Proverbs 17:22. You all know this one, Proverbs 17:22. I'm reading from the English Standard Version. Proverbs 17, verse 22. A joyful heart is a good medicine. Wow. Remember we just said the joy of the Lord is your strength? Well, now he's telling you, by the way, a joyful heart is a good medicine. But a crushed spirit dries up the bones. That's why you've got to have joy in your heart. And you don't want dried bones, dead bones. Those are like the dead bones, the very dry bones in the book of Ezekiel. But God said, speak my word over them. Speak my word, which is joy, which is life, and they will live. And that's what he did, and that's what happened. He says, a joyful heart is a good medicine. A joyful heart. He just said, the joy of the Lord is your strength. And then he says, a joyful heart is a good medicine. I'm telling you, I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart, down in my heart, down in my heart. I know Linda Walken singing. I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart to stay. And then another song we used to sing is, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. Oh, no, the world didn't give it. The world can't take it away. Yeah. So God gives you the joy. The joy of the Lord is your strength, and a joyful heart is a good medicine. If you've got sickness racking your body, get some joy and God will heal you. Oh, my Lord. I'm getting excited. I'm excited. We've got 4 minutes to go. I love you all. We're going to pick it up next week, and we're going to continue with this. Please make yourself folders. Get files. Get these typed up in your computer. Somehow get them in a paper, get them on your computer. I've got them everywhere. And when you need a word, you got them.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
WCNO's Broadcast Day is underwritten by Krause & Crane Incorporated, celebrating 60 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause & Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy-saving agreement